Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Your dream is worth it because it matters to you, and you are the one that can see your dream, that can feel your dream, and you are the one that would like your dream to come true. See, your dream matters because it's in your head, it's in your mind, and it's in the way that you're thinking. Your dreams can come true, your dreams can be a reality, only if you focus on the reality that you like to create for yourself. Your dream is worth it because your dream is in your mind, your dream is in your thoughts, your dream is in your power. And if you stay up to the end, I'm going to give three tips, three advice, three different stories on how and why your dream is important for you. So if this is your first time, make sure you hit the subscribe button, make sure you like, and be ready to be informed on what your dream can look like for you. See, oftentimes is understanding that we can dream bigger than we think because we can do more than we can ever imagine. See, your dream is something that we all have. We all have a dream, but how do we put this dream into action? How do we focus on this dream? See, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge, where we speak about personal development, marketing, and business tips. Today, we're talking about a personal development topic that will help you develop personally within yourself. See, the reason why dreams matter is because it's something that matters for you. Your dream is worth it because it's something that you are looking to accomplish. Your dreams is important because it's something that you're always thinking about. See, your dreams are worth it because you make them worth it, right? So that's what I want to write on the board, is that your dreams are worth it. Your dreams are worth it. Are worth it. See, why? Why is that important? Why does that matter? See, it matters because it shows how serious you are for yourself. So to dream is to, actually I want to look up the definition of dream, because I want to really just give a good definition of a good terminology of it, really the Google definition of it. So I want to give the definition of it, so before I dive in deep with the topic. Hello, dream definition. And that definition of dream is, there we go. Definition of dream is a series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in one person's mind during sleep. And then say a cherished aspiration, ambition, or ideal. So you don't always have to be sleeping for your dreams to know that your dreams is something that you're thinking about. And I love the definition. I love how they explain it. I love how they position it. I love how they state it, because dreams are your thoughts. Dreams are what you think about. Dreams are what you constantly imagine. See, when you imagine more about yourself, you imagine more for yourself, you're able to dream in a way that will help you dream big. See, there's a phenomenal speaker that passed away. His name was Martin Luther King Jr., a civil rights activist a civil rights activist leader. And as he was going around the world giving different topics, giving different speeches, giving different presentations. He was showing what's possible if you believe in yourself. He was showing what's possible if you continue to do the work. He was showing what's possible if you have a dream. He's known for the famous speech, "I Have a Dream" speech by Martin Luther King, when he gave it to at the Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. He's known for the speech, "I Have a Dream" speech. But my favorite speech from Martin Luther King is, "What's Your Life's Blueprint?" Before you have a dream, before you recognize what the dream is, we have to recognize what the blueprint is for ourselves. What blueprint would you like to create for yourself? What identity are you evolving into? See, when your dream is worth it, you have to know that you are the one that has to do the work. And I didn't even put dream up here. I just saw it. Your dream, you are worth it. That you are worth it. That's good though. You are worth it, but we ain't talking about you right now. We're talking about your dream. So let me go ahead and put your dream is worth it. Your dream is worth it. And see, the reason why that's so important, because we have to know what we think about, what we do, what we say matters, because it shows that we're doing it for ourselves. How do you get on the right path? How do you get in the right direction? How do you discover the right things? You have to be willing to do the things that you're unsure of, to recognize the thing that you like is the thing that's for you. See, one thing that happens in life is that your dream is always with you. Many times we just forget about the dream that we have for ourselves. So when I start reading and educating myself and creating content a half a decade ago, I was learning more about myself in the direction that I would like to go, in the path that I would like to create, and the motion that I like to create for myself. So at the time, dreaming wasn't a thing because I didn't know how to dream for myself. I didn't know how and what dreaming consisted of. Dreaming consists of seeing things, seeing new things, new ideas, new places, new things that will get your mind rolling. Like, that is nice. But once you see something, now you start to visually see yourself within it. So there's a movie called The Law of Attraction. And it's whatever you think about comes to life. If you're thinking something good, if you're thinking something bad, if you're thinking... whatever you're thinking will come to life in a way that you're not familiar with. It's, they said that law of attraction is not biased to how it's not biased to good or bad. It's just biased to what you're thinking about. And see, the reason why that's so important, because your dream is something that you have to think about. In order to think about something, you have to see something to think about. And see, when I was in California, when I was stationed in California, San Diego, California, I was seeing, one, that this place was really good. This city was pretty good. There was a lot of people there. It was traffic. But the skies, the scenery, the different environment, the different people was different. And it was giving me a new perspective. It was giving me a perspective that I wasn't expecting to get. It was showing me that there's a lot more things to see in life. And even though there's a lot more things to see in life, we have to be willing to go look for it. How do we know where to look for it? See, when I was in my small, in my small town, Little Rock, Arkansas, I was learning more about the path that I would like to go for myself. And then when I was able to just see that it wasn't that much in Little Rock, Arkansas, I wanted to join the Marine Corps. I wanted to join the Marine Corps, not necessarily because I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, I didn't see that much. I wanted to join because I wanted to see and be something different. And so in order to dream, you have to be willing to be different. In order to see and understand what different is, you have to be willing to step out your comfort zone. So when I joined before I joined the Marine Corps, I was able to speak with the recruiter. And the recruiter just sat down and talked to me. He was like, he explained everything. He explained the steps. It wasn't the fact that I didn't think I could do it because I played football. So the athletic part wasn't my worry. It was me leaving. It was me leaving my hometown, because my hometown was something that I was comfortable with. It was something that I grew up in, grew around in. But leaving my hometown was the problem, because I didn't know how to leave. I didn't know what to look for. I didn't know what it even consisted of. And so as we was going to the different programs were showing us that, at first it was teaching us, like it was giving us a taste of it. It was giving us a taste of the Marine Corps. And by a taste, I'm just saying they had small trainings that we had to go to and fully participate in and get the full experience. So now that I'm doing and committed to the process, I have to know that I have to go out and step on my comfort zone to see and start dreaming big and start even dreaming for myself. So the first one I want to hit on is that you have to step out of your comfort zone to start dreaming. Step out of your comfort zone to start dreaming. Step out your comfort zone. Comfort zone to dream. See, this point is a little bit long, but this point is the most important. The reason why it's the most important, because if you're comfortable your whole life, dreaming won't be a thing because you're so used to not doing. You're so used to having the same routine. You're so used to doing the same thing. You're so used to not pushing yourself and challenging yourself. See, when I played football, I was challenging myself because I was challenging myself to get better and to improve and to be better. And in order to be better, I have to know that I have to be willing to do the work. I have to challenge myself. I have to ask questions. I have to be curious for my growth. See, when I step out of my comfort zone, I have to be okay with not knowing everything. You see, a dream starts with the thought, and a thought starts from seeing. See, I knew I was afraid of snakes. I knew I was afraid of snakes when I saw the movie Snakes on the Plane. That movie was just too much. When I was young, it was too much for my young eyes, and it was snakes. And the fact that, like, it was my biggest fear. But for me to see, the snakes, I knew I was afraid of the snakes. So this goes with dreams. Even though I was from a small town, I had to leave my small town to see something big, to see something that I don't even expect. And see, what it told me is that when you step out your comfort zone, you're stepping into your dream. Hold on, when you step out your comfort zone, you're stepping into your dream without you even knowing that you're stepping into it. And see, the reason why that's so important, because life happens and it teaches you things that you are not prepared for. And when you are prepared for it, now it finally makes sense. Now it gets discovered that you're on the right path. And as you're on the right path, you have to know that the path that you're on is the path that's for you. And so when I was in the it's called a pulley training. So before joining the Action Marine Corps, they have like small trainings and give you like an ideal of what it's going to be like. And so my first time going to something like this, it shocked me. Going to something like this shocked me because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to look for. I didn't know what to gain because I didn't know what to look for. And so it taught me that when you put yourself out there, you're learning on the go. You're learning as you are exploring. When you explore life, your life is becoming, your life is showing you answers that will help you discover your dream. See, your dream is something that you have, but you can't find your dream if you're in your comfort zone. See, when you're not in your comfort zone, when you're getting pushed, when you're getting challenged, when you're getting antsy. When you're overthinking, that means you're on the right path. Why? Because oftentimes we have to do the right thing. Hold on. I gotta move this thing. God, oh. There we go. Now this is better. This is better right here. There we go. Yeah, I just had to move it. That mother wasn't sitting right. So when you challenge yourself, you have to know that you are discovering yourself. See, in order to discover yourself, you have to know what you're doing today. You're doing it for your future. You're doing it for your goals. You're doing it for your dream. See, Martin Luther King was a special individual because he knew he had a dream, and the dream that he had was to bring everybody together and make a difference. He was a civil rights activist leader, and he was putting himself out there. He was speaking to the majority of the people. He was delivering different speeches, different topics, different motivations, different encouraging messages, and it showed him that his dream was more powerful because people was coming together. See, first your dream starts with you, and as you continue to do it and continue to improve and continue to get better, your dream starts with you, but it grows to the next person. It develops into the next person. Reason being, because your dream is so much bigger than you can ever imagine. Your dream is so much bigger than you could ever think. And the reason why it's so big, because it's a thought that can grow. Just like a seed. I remember the other day I looked up what a muscle seed was. And a muscle seed is so small. Like it can fit in the palm of your hand. And so before I moved out of Little Rock, Arkansas, I was talking to my brother from my brother Tim Campbell, and he said, "Man, you have to have faith like a musket seed. I think you have to have faith like a musket seed." I'm like, "Bro, what is that?" He was like, "Man, it's a seed that you can barely even see. It's a seed that's so small, but when you have the faith of the seed, then your faith and your dream grows bigger." I said, "Man, that's deep." But to really put it in simplest terms, you have to have faith in your dreams when it's something that you can't fully see right now. And in order to see something new, you have to do something new for yourself. Your comfort zone is something that stops you from identifying what your dream can become. Because your comfort zone is only at a level. You can only break through so far. Because as you're breaking through it, you have to know that you are becoming through it. One thing that helps develop a dream is being willing to do it every single day. It's being willing to practice it every single day. And see, the reason why that's so important is because if you have a dream, you have to know that your thoughts and your ideas matter even more. Why? Because you are the one that's doing it. You are the one that's working on it. You are the one that's pursuing it. When you pursue your goals, when you pursue your dream, your dream is worth it because it's showing that you're doing the right thing for yourself. See, when you step out your comfort zone, when you start doing things that you're not familiar with, you not being familiar with it will help you get better because your dream is on the other side of discomfort. See, and it's a process behind everything. How do you get better? How do you improve? How do you even grow? So you have to grow with yourself in order for your dream to come true. In order for your dream to be a reality. In order for your dream to say, "I'm doing something. As I'm doing something, I'm learning something." I'm the Fool, which was so nice to meet you and share the Spartan experience. It was a pleasure to meet you as well. And hopefully you started recording and making videos. And so, let's talk about the Spartan experience. So yesterday when I went to the Spartan experience is kind of like a pitch environment where you have to go pitch your business, pitch your presentation, and deliver like what you do and what your business is and how you go about conducting it. And so it was in a total of estimate 30 to 35 people there, and it was different people from different experiences, different background, different journeys, different topics, different experience, so on and so forth. And so everyone in the room had a dream. Everyone in the room was uncomfortable. Everyone in the room was there for a particular reason. And see, when I identified the reason I was there, I got better because I knew I wasn't second guessing myself. See, your dream get discovered because you are out of your comfort zone. Being comfortable does nothing for you because it only traps your thinking. It only limits what you can possibly think and become, because as you're becoming what you're thinking, you're doing what you're dreaming. See, Martin Luther King was a speaker. He was a communicator. He was an orator. And so he communicated with others. As he communicated with others, others resonated with his message. Others heard his message. Others start dreaming for themselves. See, my favorite video, What's Your Life's Blueprint? It shows that you have to be willing to be committed for yourself to discover who you are for you. Your dream is worth it because your dream is inside of you. Your dream is worth it because your dream is your thoughts. Your dream is worth it because your dream is something that you're constantly thinking about. There's a movie that's called Sharkboy and Lavagirl. And when I was little, I was watching this movie, and they sung a song. And now that I'm older, I understand the premises of the song. I understand the importance of the song. And it goes like, Dream. I don't remember all the words, like, close your eyes, make a wish, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And then it'd be like, dream. So in that scene, when that song came across, the student that's on the good side, he was the only one that can stop the bad guy or the villain, but he could only do it in his dream. And so at that time, it was hard for him to dream and hard for him to sleep because he was just overthinking everything. And so they start singing to him, close your eyes, make a wish, and then dream. How do you dream for yourself if your eyes is not closed? See, oftentimes you have to open your eyes to see what you can dream of, to see what you can be, to see and think what you can become. See, in that movie, that it was so powerful because the message was so simple. Close your eyes and make a wish doesn't mean you have to close your eyes and go to sleep. You can dream while you up because your dream is worth it, and your dream has to be seen while you are up and moving around. You see, the goal behind the growth helps you discover your dream. See, your dream is worth it because it shows that you are on the right path. You're on the right path because you have to get out of your comfort zone. And so today, recently, I decided to create a film. And this film that I'm doing is something that I've never done before. So now I have to step out of my comfort zone to do it a lot often, to do it more often. And now that I'm doing it, I have to know that it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of process. It's going to take a lot of time. But I have to be the one that's committing to the time, committing to the effort, because it's my dream. It's my dream because I discovered what my life blueprint was. When, see, Martin Luther King was on to something. He knew what his blueprint was, and he improved his plan every time he got up and talked, every time he delivered a speech, every time he got in front of a crowd, because he knew his dream. See, in order to know your dream, you have to know yourself. See, when you step out your comfort zone, you're challenging yourself. And in order to challenge yourself, you have to know that you're not going to be great when you start. And see, that's so important because since you're not great when you start, you only get better over time. Why not think about something that you would like to do? See, the one door open and the next opportunity get presented, because the opportunity comes from the door. Comes from you stepping into faith. See, when you have a faith of a mustard seed, now you're believing in your steps. You're believing in your action. You're believing in what you are doing, because what you are doing is your dream. See, your dream is worth it because it's something that you are thinking about. And the next part I want to hit on is to never stop thinking. No. Yeah. Never stop thinking. I want to say never stop thinking because it helps you identify. Never stop. Hello. Thinking. Never stop thinking. See, the reason why I say never stop thinking, because your dream gets discovered the more you think. And as you see new experiences and go to different places, your thinking improves and get better over time. And so before I went to the Marine Corps, and when I was working at Walmart, I wasn't seeing something that could make me dream. I remember one time I was in Walmart, and this basketball pro player, he's from Little Rock, Arkansas, but he was giving back to the community or whatnot. And his name was Bobby Portis. First off, bro was tall. And so when I saw him, I'm like, hey man, don't you play basketball? He said, yeah. I'm like, man, it's nice to meet you. That's all I said. But at the time, he's from Little Rock, Arkansas, right? And so when I was starting my journey a half a decade ago, I was learning more about content. I was learning more about what I need to do or what I wanted to do. I was just figuring things out. And then I came across Bobby Portis, and he has a similar story as I do. But he's in the pros in the NBA playing sports. I was playing basketball. And so as I'm reading the paper, as I'm reading the article, I'm like, he has a similar story like I have. Grew up from a single mom, grew up in a small town, and just trying to make it for themselves. His dream was to be a pro basketball player. And so when his dream came true, it made it possible for others' dreams to come true. It wasn't the fact that I wanted to be a basketball player. It was more so that I could do something for myself. I could be something. I just have to figure out what this something is. I'm not as tall as Bobby Portis, but I am very unique because my dream is what makes me worth it. Your dream is worth it because your dream is something that has value in it. Your dream is something because it encourages you to keep going. And so even though I was reading the article, I was able to connect with it and resonate with him and really understand his story. I'm like, if he can do it, why can't I do it? If he can chase his dream, why can't I do it? If Bobby Portis can actually accomplish something, why can't I do it? See, now that's when I start to believe in something that I was seeing. Not necessarily believing in Bobby Portis, but I was learning how to believe in myself. You see, your dream starts with you because it starts with you because you have to learn how to believe in your thoughts. You have to learn how to believe in your dreams. You have to learn how to believe in the work that you're doing. Why? Because your work only improves from the amount of work that you put into yourself. From the amount of effort that you are out of your comfort zone, that will only grow to help you develop. See, when you never stop thinking, when you never stop learning, when you never stop being open to information, the way information is presented to you will help you start thinking of different ways to make your dream come true. Why? Because information is the secret. Knowledge is the goal. Knowledge is the secret ingredient. And not only is it the secret ingredient, it's something that can help push you forward. Because you have to see something. You have to learn something. You have to know that you can do it. See, when you never stop thinking, you have to go in with the open mind. You have to open your mind up to know that you're going to learn something. Now, even though you're about to learn something, just know it's going to be your best effort. Just know it's going to benefit you in your best way. Because growth happens when you're uncomfortable. Growth happens when you are no longer in your comfort zone. Growth happens when you step out on faith. Because now you're stepping into your actions and the work that you need to do for your dreams. Your dream can come true. Your dream will come true. But it can only come true if you believe it can come true. See, when I was watching Martin Luther King, see, when I was in college, back in California, and I was attending the school, attending the class, I was in a speech communication class. And so one thing that I learned from the speech communication teacher was that, one, he had a lot of stories. He was like in his probably early 60s, late 50s. And he had a lot of stories with a lot of different points. And as I'm listening to him, he made me think. He made me just be present in the class because he had so many different stories. So as he's sharing the stories, as he's sharing different experiences, as he's sharing different knowledge, different education, I'm thinking of ways that I can do it as well. I'm thinking of ways that I can do what he's doing in my own way. So now as I'm dreaming, I'm thinking. As I'm thinking, I'm seeing. Even though it's a little bit blurry, even though it's a little bit hard to detect and see and put together, me knowing that I can do this gave me more confidence. You see, you get confidence when you see something that you can become. It's not the fact that that I want to be a professor. It's more so I want to be a better communicator. I want to be a better communicator to tell stories and to have stories resonate with the points that I'm delivering. Why? Because it matters what you're saying. It matters what you're dreaming. It matters when you step out your comfort zone, because oftentimes as you're learning along the way, as you're learning on the go, you have to know that the answers that you're looking for will not be present for you today, but it will come when you're ready for it, when you're more prepared for it, and when you can identify what you are learning for yourself. So when you identify something for yourself, let me tell you what you identify. You identify your dream. See, the reason why I titled the video, "You Are Worth Your Dream Is Worth It," is because you have to believe that your dream can come true. You have to know what you are thinking matters, because what you are thinking comes from your dream, comes from your thoughts, comes from your effort. You can only develop, you can only grow when you grow what you are thinking, when you develop how you are thinking, and when you create, and when you learn how to think. And so when you learn how to think, Now you're prepared to dream. Now you're prepared to see yourself in a different way. You just have to step out your comfort zone first to learn what's here to think about. See, life is going to reward you, and it's going to reward you when you least expect it. See, when I was in college learning on how to be or taking a communication class, I was in there, and I was like surprised, man. Like, how can he have so many different stories? Like, how? And so, excuse me, at the time I didn't know what communication was, but I want to look up the definition of communication and just share it because it's so powerful. It's so important. Excuse me, so important to know what the terminology is, because it helps us have a certain perspective behind it. And so communication is the imparting or exchanging information or news. Now, it's a little bit difficult to understand. Means of sending or receiving information, such as phone lines or computers. Okay, hold on. Social contact. That's what I'm looking for. Communication is social contact. What does that mean? Why is it important? What does that even mean? See, social communication. Was it social communication? Social contact. I'm sorry. Social contact is so important because as you're contacting other individuals, contacting new locations, contacting new environments, it's helping you develop your dream. See, your dream can only be created when you can see more for yourself. And so when I was in the Marine Corps, I was seeing things that I've never saw before. And when I was in boot camp, we did this hill. First off, I've never hiked in a day of my life. Not even once. I've never been hiking. I've been practicing because I played football. I never just hiked. But in Marine Corps, when you get towards the end of boot camp, you have to go through like the physical test and go through a couple days without eating 3 times a day. You get like 3 packaged meals. And then you have to like do different activities. You have to use a lot of energy. You have to sleep outside. Oh, not necessarily outside, but you have to sleep in sleeping bags. But it's preparing you for the final event. Kind of like a game where you have to wait until the boss come, or when the boss come, you challenge them, and when you challenge them, that's when you win. So in the Marine Corps, the challenge for me was hiking. And it was hiking because I've never hiked this type of or any mountain. I don't do hiking like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm from a small town. We ain't got no hiking. What we gonna hike? The street? No, we ain't got that. And so as I'm in boot camp, as they're preparing us, they're just telling us, like, hey, it's called the Reaper. The Reaper is coming up. The Reaper is right around here. We about to walk to it. We about to hike to it. We about to walk on the street to the Reaper. And so as we are looking at it, prior to us even going to it, we're seeing it. I'm looking at it, but I don't know what it looked like. I don't know what it feels like. I don't know what to experience. And so as we are approaching it, we stop. We come to a halt. Like, we stop. And he was like, all right, y'all go ahead and take our bags. Y'all go ahead and sit down on your bags and just relax. And then they start passing out some oranges, right? So I didn't know that was setting us up. I didn't know that was out to set us up. Right, let me build your energy up so we can just go back down when you hit this Reaper. So I couldn't see it because it was dark. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and we're hiking at night, quote unquote. Well, it's in the morning, but there's no sun. And so as we're eating the orange, as we like talking, it was cold. It was cold. We were sweating. The sweat was drying up. The wind was blowing. And it was cold. Yes, it get cold in California. And so as it's cold in California, the Reaper is coming up. The Reaper is coming up. So in front of us, there's a vehicle called a safety vehicle, meaning that the vehicle that's in front of us is the safety vehicle just in case anybody fall out or anybody can't make it through, or just if anybody get hurt. So the safety vehicle have to go with the Reaper first. It has to go through the Reaper first. So as the safety vehicle, the vehicle that's in front of us go up the Reaper first, I'm seeing the headlights go up. Go up, go up, go up. Keep going up, keep going up. I said, ooh, that's a vehicle. Just imagine our feet. Just imagine us walking it. But the vehicle is going up the hill, going up the Reaper. And then it go down the hill, right? So then I'm like, oh, okay, so where it go now? Then it go up another hill. So you're able to see the lights, the headlights is pointing up towards the hill. And so I'm like, I don't know what to expect. If this truck is having problems, just imagine the type of problems I'm going to have. And so as we sitting down, we eating our oranges, we drinking our water, we cold. We're waiting to go on the Reaper because a safety vehicle has to get to a point where they can be in position to see everybody come up. And so as we're sitting there, I'm nervous. Because what is hiking? What is this Reaper? What do I expect? See, one, automatically, I was already uncomfortable. I was already uncomfortable. It was cold. It was dark. And I was hungry. I was already uncomfortable. See, in boot camp, that make you uncomfortable. I was already uncomfortable. And so when they was like, go ahead and get your bags on, put your bags on, get everything together, we about to hit this Reaper. We about to hit this Reaper. And so as we are approaching the Reaper, so I'm 5'7". I'm not tall. So the tall people who are above 6 feet and above, they got to go to Reaper first. So as we're watching, as I'm watching them approach it, it goes from like a straight line to like it curves, because now people are starting to hit the Reaper. People are starting to hit this hill, and they're walking it. But now it's my time. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe they ain't gonna be that bad. Maybe they ain't gonna be that bad, because they made it look easy. The people that's tall got long legs. They made it easy. And so as I approach the Reaper or the hill, I approach the Reaper with uncertainty. And so I make my first step. Boom. I'm like, okay. I make my second step. I make my third step. I make my 10th step. By my 15th step, I said, this Reaper kind of deep. This Reaper kind of steep. Now, I've never been hiking prior to the Marine Corps, but as I'm hiking the hill, I can literally, like, as I'm walking, my knee is coming up almost to my chest. It's very steep. Very steep. So as I'm going up it, I'm just moving. I'm trying to keep up with everybody, but I'm falling out. I'm falling out of the formation. It's called a formation when everybody move at once. I'm falling out of the formation, but as I'm falling out the formation, I'm still moving, but I'm moving slowly. I'm moving slowly. I remember one of the instructors that was like, "Come on, Humphrey, keep going, Humphrey, move, Humphrey." Excuse me. And at the time, I'm like, I'm moving the best I can, man. I'm moving the best I can. This hill is steep. This Reaper is steep. And see, when I get to the top, it took me forever to get to the top because I kept stopping. See, it took me forever to get to the top because I was moving too slow. But it took me forever to get to the top because I wasn't moving as fast, as quickly as everyone else was. See, when your dream is discovered, now you move at your own pace because the Reaper is going to be there, but you continue to move up the hill because as you move up the hill, you're discovering more about yourself. See, what I discovered is that I can actually go up this hill. It was bad. I'm not going to say it wasn't that bad. It was definitely challenging. It definitely put me out of my comfort zone. It definitely pushed me more than I expected to be pushed because it taught me that you can be pushed a little bit more. That you can be pushed just a little bit more. See, the Reaper, I like the name the Reaper now that I'm on the other side of it. I like the name the Reaper because it shows that you can push through hard times. Kind of like, Billy and Mandy. Kind of like, it was a cartoon called Billy and Mandy. And this cartoon was so incredible. They had a Reaper there, but the Reaper was kind of like their friend. The Reaper was kind of like their buddy. But it was time for someone to pass away, time for someone to leave. The Reaper, quote unquote, the Reaper would go and get the person, right? And so in life, you have to face new challenges that will push you out of your comfort zone. Because when your comfort zone is right in front of you, you are missing the opportunity that will come for you. See, when you step into your dream, when you step into your out of your comfort zone is no longer stopping you because your dream, the faith of the mustard seed, the faith, just a little bit of faith is pushing you forward because it's helping you discover your dream. It's helping you discover the type of dream you would like to have, the type of life that you would like to have, and the type of actions that you would like to take for yourself. You see, you can only do more when you see more. And you can only see more when you get out of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is your safe place. Your comfort zone is your safe haven. See, when I make videos, when I record content for make podcast videos, I'm used to being in my at home studio, right? So yesterday I went to the library studio because I was out and about. I knew I needed to create content or create the video, but I wanted to take my equipment. I wanted to go to the library. I wanted to record because I didn't want to find no excuse of not doing it. So what? I'm at an event. So what? I'm doing a lot. So what? I'm going to school. So what? I'm focused on this because this is my priority. And so when I go to this new location, when I go to the library, first off, I have to discover if they even have a room for me. Not necessarily for me, but have a space where I can record. Not be in the open, not be loud, not be obnoxious, and just be mindful of everyone that's there. And so when I go and speak to the ladies at the table or at the desk, I ask them, like, do I have a conference room? Like, do I have a room where it has the door and where I can be loud as possible? And so they was like, yeah, we do. But I think someone is in it. So I'm like, okay. Okay. So they get to looking it up. And so then I asked them another question. I said, do y'all all have a podcast room or something like that? They was like, yeah, we do, but you will have to take the class for it because our equipment is in there. And if you mess it up, then you didn't take the class for it. It's like, then it's like, who's reliable because you didn't take it? I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense. And so as she's looking up the information, as she's looking it up, she's looking. Oh, she's found something. And the room was empty, right? She was like, it's on the second floor. And when it's on the second floor, just go in there, go to that staff right there, go to and ask them, and then they'll take it to the location. So I'm like, okay. So I take my bags and I go upstairs and I go to the staff and I ask, I say, they told me to come down and ask you about the conference room. Like, do y'all have a conference room available? They was like, yeah, right this way. So mind you, the studio that I'm used to is something like this. Like, I'm at home. Excuse me, I'm at home for the moment. And you know, I can move around just a little bit, just a tad bit. But it wasn't like that in this conference room. The conference room had a huge table, had like 15 different chairs around it. And even though the chairs was around it, I'm looking for an outlet. I'm looking for a plug-in. Like, where can I plug something in at? And that was like, it's right there. Right? That's the only one. Y'all only got one? Okay, I'm going to make it work. And so, as I'm getting my camera out, as I'm getting the cords out, as I'm getting my lights out, as I'm getting the microphone out, I'm figuring it out on the go. And as I'm setting everything up, one of the outlets in the wall is loose. It's loose. So I'm plugging it in, but it keep falling. So I'm like, okay, let me just take it out and then put it at the bottom. It didn't end up staying. So I'm like, okay. So the table was wide. I'm thinking if my camera and my cords can't reach where the camera needs to be, I probably won't be able to record. Newsflash. It was able to record. And since it was able to record, I was able to see that, okay, this might work. This might be good. And so as I'm positioning how I want to speak, how I want to deliver, how I want to show up, it came out pretty good. It came out pretty amazing. And it was a video from yesterday. The name of that video was, let me see. Name of that video.
Being isolated
Name that video. I can't remember the name of the video, but I did it yesterday. But it came out good. And the point of me sharing that story is that I was in an unfamiliar ground. I was in a place where I wasn't familiar with, and now I have to learn how to adapt to it. I have to learn how to work with what I have. See, as I'm working with what I have, I have to identify that my dream is worth it because my dream has to be chased no matter what. See, when you never stop thinking, you think of creative ways that will help you identify opportunities for you. See, this room was new, this room was different, and it was so important because I still used it. Ironically enough, when I got done recording and I packed my things up and I left, I read the room tag. I read the tag that's on the door. And the tag that's on the, that was on the door, it was the Martin Luther King Jr. room, conference room. So I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. Martin Luther King had a dream. And now his dream is across the world. Is across the country because he believed in himself. And I'm like, if he can do it, why can't I do it? If he can accomplish his dreams, why can't I do it? See, when you never stop thinking, you see the opportunity that's in front of you. Not necessarily the type of opportunity, but you know there's some opportunity here. You know there's some opportunity here because there's someone else is doing it. And you see, the reason why dreaming is so important, because you get ideas from being around other individuals, from being around other places, from being around other locations, other and different environments. You see, that's so important because it helps you dream more. It helps you dream bigger. It helps you dream more than you could ever imagine, because it's something that's teaching you for yourself. It's something that you're able to see with your eyes. And when you see with your eyes, you can do it for yourself. And so once I got up the Reaper challenged me, because it showed me that I can do it. It showed me that I can do the impossible. It taught me that I can also do it when I'm afraid, when I'm unsure, when I'm uncertain. Because you gain certainty when you start taking that first step, when you start taking that 10th step, when you start taking that 20th step. But you have to take it one step at a time to get to where you would like to be. Your dream can be accomplished if you take it one step at a time. And see, that's so important, because your dream is worth it, because your dream is something that you're thinking about. Your dream is something that you are feeling. Your dream is something that you can believe in. See, I'm looking at a picture, at two pictures right here, right in front of me. And it's one when I was in the Marine Corps, and there's another one I was playing high school football. At the time, my dream in high school was to be a good football player. Not a great one, not the best one. I just wanted to be great. I just wanted to really play on Friday nights. Because I remember when I was younger, I used to go to Friday night games. And it showed me, like, there's a lot of people here. Even though there's a lot of people, they're here for the football game. And even though the football game is being conducted, is being played, like, people are supporting that. So as I'm younger, I'm seeing this. So I have a dream to play on that field one day. I have a dream to play on this field one day. And when this dream come about, I was able to see it because I was able to visit prior to me even attending high school. And so when I got to high school and got to stepping on the field, I said, oh, this different. I'm not in the stands no more. I'm on the field. Put me in, coach. I'm on the field. And it taught me. Then it came from a thought. It came from seeing. And my dream came from when I saw the opportunity. The football field was the opportunity. Now I just have to seize the opportunity. And so when I went to the Marine Corps, when I was in boot camp, because I took this picture when I was in boot camp, it was a time where I didn't have my phone. I didn't have technology or anything of that nature. We were just in boot camp and we were just going with the motion. It was just going to taking it day by day. And when I was in boot camp training, we was by the airport. And in San Diego, California, we're by the airport. So every night you're hearing the plane take off. You're hearing the plane land. You're hearing the plane take off. You're hearing the plane land. And at night, it was very depressing because I couldn't leave. It was very depressing by week three. And I heard that plane. And I had to be there for, 9 more weeks. I had to be there for 9 more weeks. I got a little sad because I wasn't the one leaving. I got a little sad. By week six, we making progression. But the plane keep leaving without me. And by week seven, we're making progression. But that plane keep leaving without me. See, sometimes we just have to wait for our opportunity. That point number three is that you have to wait for your opportunity. Wait for opportunity. See, sometimes you have to wait for opportunity because it's not your time yet. Sometimes Hold on, I gotta drink some water. In life, you have to wait for your opportunity, because even though I was in week 7 of 12 weeks, I had to wait for my opportunity, because even though the planes was leaving without me, I had to prepare to leave with it. See, your dreams is preparing you to leave with it, because it's something that you're doing when you're unsure about it. You see, boot camp was a lesson, because it taught me that you learn on how to adapt to your surroundings. And as the planes was leaving by week 8, I said, uh-oh, we close to it, but not close enough. Sometimes it's almost grabbing it and missing your opportunity because you're not ready. There's a commercial that with a fisherman. He has a fishing pole. He has some black boots on, and he's in the water and he's fishing, but he's fishing with a dollar. And the person that's recording, she's talking, and he put the dollar right in front of her. And so the woman tried to grab the dollar, but he was like, oh, not quick enough. Oh, not quick enough. Oh, not quick enough. You're not quick enough because you're not grabbing the opportunity. And the opportunity is not, you're not ready for what's being present to you. And so when the guy was like, oh, not quick enough, it's helping you be prepared to be quick enough to grab it. So in boot camp, when the planes was leaving, when that was by week 10, came, I'm really anticipating for me to leave. I'm really thinking about me leaving, because one day is going to be my time to leave on the plane and not let the plane leave without me. Okay, but I was anticipating, and I was waiting on it. I was encouraged from it. Because if people are coming and they're leaving on this plane, just imagine when it's my turn to go back home. I just wanted to go back home. And so week 12 came. And when week 12 came, I was able to graduate from boot camp. I was able to graduate from Marine Corps training. I was able to graduate from being in San Diego. There was like, they gave us a speech like, hey, when the ceremony is over, y'all can leave. I said, okay. So for the last couple of weeks, I'm seeing this plane take off. I'm seeing this plane leave without me. I'm seeing this plane and hearing the plane, which makes it even worse. So as I get close to the moment of stepping on this plane and leaving San Diego and going back home for a few days, I know I've been waiting for this opportunity for a while. And as I'm waiting for this opportunity for a while, it's only getting better the closer it gets. And so when you wait for opportunity, you're building to achieve what you would like to dream about. See, my dream came from hearing the planes. When I was in boot camp, my dream was to leave boot camp, but I wasn't going to leave too soon. I wasn't going to leave when I thought I was ready. No. I'm going to go with the program. I'm going to do what I need to do. And I'm going to hear. I cannot hear it, but I can dream. I can think. I can hear. So I'm hearing different planes take off and planes land, I'm just inspiring to leave. In my mind, I'm counting down, but it ain't counting down quick enough. Because the days are slow. Your growth will be slow. Your development will be slow. And your dreams will come over in time rather than overnight. Because it shows that you are waiting for your opportunity. You are preparing for your opportunity. You are developing patience for your opportunity. Because your opportunity will come. And when it comes, will you be ready for it? See, when it was time for me to leave, when it was time for me to graduate boot camp, I was ready to leave. I was ready to leave because I've been preparing myself ever since I got there, ever since week 1. And to be honest, it wasn't even week 1. It was like pre-week 1. So I was there for an additional week, and that week didn't even count. That didn't even count. It was a pre-week so you could practice and be prepared for your actual week. And so it taught me that when you are dreaming, you have to know that your dream it's worth it, because your dream is something that you are pursuing. Your dream is something that you are thinking. Your dream is something that you are inspired by. You can only get inspired by things that you can see. You can only get inspired by things that you can hear. You only get inspired by things that you can get encouragement from. See, your dream is so important. You dreaming is so big. You dreaming is comes from you thinking, and it shows that you have to get out your comfort zone. You have to do something that will force you to learn more about yourself. You have to do something that you have a lot of uncertainty for. And even though you have a lot of uncertainty for, you have to continue to do it every single day. Because you have to build yourself. You have to develop yourself. And as you're developing yourself, you have to know that you have to continue to keep thinking. Reason being, because you see different opportunities in a different way on something that you wouldn't even discover before. See, before I actually joined the boot camp or joined the Marine Corps, we had to learn how to do pull-ups. I wasn't good at doing pull-ups. I was used to lifting weights and pushing weights because I played football, but we didn't have to do no pull-ups. Not like that, at least. But as I was training to do pull-ups, as I was learning to do pull-ups, it was teaching me that you only get better over time. You only improve over time. I saw this one video, and it was like the hardest part to start. And this guy was doing push-ups. He was doing push-ups. Oh, no. It was Karate Kid with Jaden Smith. It was Karate Kid and Jaden Smith. Karate Kid played by Jaden Smith. And when Jaden Smith was playing a character in Karate Kid, he wasn't a good fighter. He was getting bullied. He couldn't fight and protect himself. So when Jackie Chan showed up in the scene, he protected him. He protected him in a way where he can see that he can defend himself. And so when he saw what Jackie Chan did or the trainer did, he was willing to learn from him. He wanted to learn from him. And see, when he started learning from him, he started learning the basics. He started learning how to do the small things, how to pick up a jacket, how to put it on, how to take off the jacket, how to put it down, how to pick up the jacket, how to put on the jacket. And he kept doing that over and over and over, day by day by day. And so when he actually got fed up with doing the same simple thing over and over again, he finally asked, man, what is this for? This is not fighting. Me picking up a jacket and putting it there is not fighting. Jackie Chan was teaching him discipline first. Because his mother, Jane Smith's mother, I don't know the character name, Jane Smith's mother, well, in the movie A Karate Kid, she was telling him, pick up your jacket and put it here. Pick up your jacket and put it here. And one day, the trainer came in and saw that because he was fixing the shower. Or looking at the shower, he explained how to use the shower. So his punishment was him building up discipline. But his training was teaching him how to fight. And so it was a great concept, because as he was picking up the jacket and putting it on the jacket and then taking off the jacket, he was learning how to defend himself without him even knowing. He was preparing for it because his trainer was preparing him to protect himself. How do you protect yourself if you're not properly trained for yourself? See, in life, you have to know that your dream takes practice. Your dream takes effort. Your dream takes knowing that you can do it for yourself. And see, the reason why that's so important, because you have to know you will not get better overnight, but you can get better over time. And when you get better over time, you constantly improve. You constantly show up and you constantly deliver your dream. Your dream is so important, because your dream is something that can be valued. Your dream is something that can be develop over time. See, when your dream is worth it, because you have to step out of your comfort zone. And as you're stepping out of your comfort zone, you have to know that the time that you're putting into yourself, you're growing, develop for yourself. And when you grow and develop for yourself, you have to know that you have to never stop thinking. Not in a way that's just going to limit your growth, that's going to limit your dreams, but in a way that's going to help you develop over time. It's going to help you improve your growth and your knowledge. See, when you think outside the box, your dream is showing the box that you're thinking outside of. Why? Because it matters the way you think. It matters what you think about. Because it shows that you can build your dream. Your dream can be built. And see, the reason why I like this movie, Karate Kid, hold on, I want to look up the movie Karate Kid so that way I can refer it, so I can show it. Hold on. James Smith. If you haven't watched this movie, great film. Great film. You know what I mean? This is the movie. Karate Kid, James Smith. Hold on, let me go to images. This one. This is the movie. This is the movie right here. I suggest to watch it. It's very good. And it just shows the fundamentals. Excuse me. It shows the fundamentals. Like, you can learn a skill. You can learn how to dream. You can learn how to think if you start thinking for yourself. And so it's incredible, because dreaming does, you never stop dreaming. Your dreams never goes away. And it only improves. See, when Jaden started learning how to fight, when the Karate Kid was learning how to fight, he wasn't good. He wasn't good, but he had to learn how to be good. And as he learned how to be good, opportunities start opening. Opportunities start opening because he was prepared for the opportunities. And so as he was learning how to fight, he was building his confidence. He was training. He was growing. He was developing. And as he was growing, developing, and training, an opportunity came about for him to compete in a competition. See, when he started to learn how to fight, competing in a competition didn't even come across his mind. He just wanted to protect himself. He just wanted to protect himself from bullies, from someone that was picking on him. He wanted to protect himself because he saw somebody protect him, and how he did it, he protected himself as well. You see, when you see, now you can dream more, because you know that it's possible. Now, doing, it might be impossible, might feel a little challenging, but just know you can do it. Just know you can do it. Reason being, because you have to start. The hardest part is starting. Because when your dream is worth it, you're willing to start. And your dream only gets developed when you're able to get out of your comfort zone. And when you get out your comfort zone, you have to be okay with thinking new ways for yourself. You have to develop a thinking pattern and a habit for you that will help you, that will show that you are on the right path for yourself. You're not going to know everything. You don't need to know everything. You just need to see something different. You need to get out your comfort zone and see something different. And when you get out your comfort zone, you have to wait for your opportunity. Because even though you commit to yourself, you might not be ready to handle what's coming for you. Because what's coming for you hasn't been presented yet. So you have to wait for it. You have to be prepared for it. And as you're being prepared for it, when the opportunity comes, you'll be ready for it. That's why your dream is worth it, because you are the one that's thinking about something for yourself. The thoughts are so limited until you start seeing and learning new information that will help you grow and develop your dream even more. So if you actually enjoyed this, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the channel, so that way you can get notifications on new topics, new videos that will be dropping and releasing for your personal development, for business tips and marketing information. So, and also, if you know someone that would like to dream, that would like to start dreaming for themselves, already have a dream, send this video to them so they can see that their dream that they had, that the dream that they're thinking, that the dream that they're acting on, it's worth it, because this video is going to show them why it's worth it. I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure you leave your biggest takeaway from the video, from this point, so that way I can continue to provide value to you all that will not only help you, but will help you develop within yourself, within business, and within the way you communicate. I appreciate y'all. And then I'll see y'all next time. God damn, why'd you call me so fucking...